You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. The Punt Podcast, in association with the FWA.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the Punt Podcast ahead of the big one on Saturday night, the Champions League final, Spurs taking on Liverpool. Full range of betting markets available here at William Hill, at williamhill.com and on the app as well. Plenty of enhancements, your odds, etc, etc, etc. Dave Callner here alongside Alex Dunn, Chris Bascom and Derek McGovern on this edition of the podcast. First of all, it's a warm welcome to Chris Bascom, the Merseyside football reporter for The Telegraph. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Dave.
Are you well?
Very well, thank you. Looking forward to a nice trip to Madrid.
Oh, it should be an absolute classic. Yes. Alex Dunn, a warm welcome, sir.
Hello, Dave. Yeah, full house today, isn't it?
It is.
I've never had so many guests.
Looking forward to this podcast. And I described you earlier, Derek, on a video preview we were doing as the most anti-Liverpool fan in the entire world.
Yeah, but that's because they've cost me an absolute fortune this season. I keep opposing them and they keep winning. What are they doing?
Oh, if not anti-Liverpool, maybe the most negative, pessimistic Liverpool fan in the world.
That's it.
This final then, Spurs 16-5 to win it, the draw 5-2, Liverpool a shade of odds on at 10-11 in the 90-minute market to lift the trophy. Spurs are 13-8, Liverpool 1-2 here with William Hill. Chris, first of all, a quick word on those semi-final matches. I take it you were at Anfield for the second leg against Barcelona. Was there a genuine belief that Liverpool could turn that tie around?
If I'm honest, no. I think there was kind of hope. I was in the new camp as well, and you just kind of felt when Lionel Messi put that free kick, that was it. And then you remember the last few minutes of that game, Liverpool were throwing Alisson, somewhat ridiculously as it turned out, up front for the corners, and we could have easily have lost 4 or 5 nil. And you just always felt that Messi or Barcelona were going to score one at Anfield, which would just make it absolutely impossible. But I think sometimes, you know, we get accused of overhyping the old Anfield factor and our opposition players will respond. And everything just came together in just this bonfire of a side mm-hmm. at the top of its form, a crowd on the top of its form, and a Barcelona side that just completely bottled it in the circumstances. And you know, you look back and they won quite comfortably 4-0. It was much deserved 4-0, a controlled 4-0.
And Derek, the other semi-final, they were an even bigger prize to qualify for the final at half-time, Spurs. 3-0 down on aggregate against an Ajax side that had completely controlled and dominated that tie. And then Lucas Moura pops up and scores a hat-trick. And now Mauricio Pochettino's got to think, if Harry Kane's fit, how can I fit Lucas Moura into that starting 11?
Well, he'll think that, but he won't do it, really. I mean, Kane will play and Moura will be on the sub bench. I mean, that's practically guaranteed, I would think. Yeah, it was an unbelievable comeback by them. I would still maintain, despite what the odds said, that Liverpool's comeback against Barcelona was better. I don't care what the odds said. You know, come back from 3-0 down against Barcelona, the best team in Europe, probably. And Spurs only had to beat some Muppets from Holland. No,
and that brings us to this final nicely. Spurs taking on Liverpool in Madrid. 16-5 Spurs to win it. The draw 5-2. Liverpool 10-11. Two enigmatic managers going head-to-head. There's been a history between these two managers as well. Mr. Dunn, they've met each other 9 times in English football. Jurgen Klopp, Mauricio Pochettino, two very different styles of management as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think they've both got to a stage now, or at least Klopp has got to a stage where he's actually got a squad of players that he likes. He likes the majority of them, at least, they're his players.
Yep.
And it took a while for that to happen. Pochettino is taking a little bit longer because they spent all the money on a stadium, but he's, well, they've not got anyone new in, but he's getting there gradually. They're both fantastic managers, though, and I don't think either team would swap their manager for anyone else in world football right now. That doesn't really help either side when it comes to the final on Saturday, and I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. But there's certain head-to-head clashes on the pitch that I'm really looking forward to. I'd actually be interested to ask the lads, actually, because they'll have watched more of him than I have this season. But there's been a lot of talk about Trent Alexander-Arnold this season, and I think he's a fantastic player, and going forward, I absolutely love him. But I think defensively, he's still a little bit suspect, but you'll know more than that than I would. I mean, Chris, what do you think? Is he still the weak link in that back four defensively?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't describe him as a weak link. I think he's had moments. I think what we forget about with Trent is he's 20. You know, yeah. He's 20 years old, and he's had moments, isolated moments in games where, yeah, he's had a bit of a tough half or something, but then he's recovered. He's a quick learner, but, you know, Klopp has protected him and taken him out once or twice. I think it was one time he shoved him at half time. He didn't play him in one game. But no, I think it would be a huge stretch to say he's a weak link. I think where your point is valid, he's had to do very little defending. He's not had actually been tested a lot of the time against, you know, the tricky wingers. I mean, only in those maybe elite games, but certainly against PSG and places like that, he came through pretty well. I suppose you would say Liverpool, you know, the games Liverpool have lost, it has been more of a challenge. But no, I think people would be a bit more, if Trent was it was an injury worry going into this game, people would be really, really upset about it. You know, he's such a formidable player, and yeah, as I said, I think the fact that he's only 20, you know, he seems to have been around for years already, and that's just how good he is.
I think it's interesting, Derek, as well, that midfield three. I'm presuming that you reckon Henderson, it's going to be Henderson, Fabinho,
Wijnaldum,
and Wijnaldum in that midfield three.
Yeah, possibly. But Milner's played a lot of the European Cup games, I think, from memory. I'm thinking that it might be Milner and Wijnaldum, the two definites, and then Henderson or Fabinho for the third role. I hope it's Fabinho, to be honest, even though Henderson had a reasonable season. Yeah, you know what you're going to get from them, don't you? They're a midfield that you wouldn't like to play against. But they're a midfield that, you know, perhaps lacked the guile of previous Liverpool midfields. But you'll get a proper job from them. You'll get like 7 or 8 out of 10 from them every single week. And I don't suppose you ask for too much more from a midfield.
And Chris, basically it's about that midfield three getting the ball to the front three. So then Salah, Firmino and Mane can do their thing and put pressure on that Spurs back line.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Firmino is absolute certainty. I think he's just taken Liverpool's midfield to another level, actually. I think since January, he has just been, it's almost perhaps not gone under the radar with Liverpool supporters, but maybe broader. You know, I think Liverpool's midfield last year in the final was definitely a weak part of the side. I mean, a lot of support about, you know, Salah going off and Karius's calamities, but actually, they just couldn't keep the ball, and Modric just ran the game. That would be a lot more difficult with Fabinho. I think he really has taken to another level. I think it'll be Fabinho, Henderson and Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
James Milner will probably be the one who'll miss out. And as you say, but the fullbacks are the assist kings for Liverpool. So they get it to Salah and Mane and Firmino as much as anybody. And that's how Liverpool play. And that's what Spurs are going to have to stop. That's the supply line. But everyone's trying to stop it. And so far, nobody's really succeeded.
Let's spin you through some of the enhancements on the William Hill website and on the app. Both teams to score in the first half was 7-2. That's been enhanced to 9-2. If you fancy Salah to score first, that was 4-1. That's been boosted to 5-1. And we've got loads of stats markets as well. Hashtag your odds on the website. If you fancy maybe Christian Eriksen and Sadio Mane both to assist a goal, that's 22-1. We've got Kane and Firmino both to score in the match, 13-2 out to 10-1. Loads of enhancements and trending hashtag your odds on the website. Derek, we spoke about this final a few weeks back, and you considered Spurs overpriced in the final.
Well, they were 3-1 then. I think, did you say it was 7-2 for this game they've gone out? Or
16-5, so a bit bigger than threes.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. I mean, the 3-week wait has helped them, hasn't it? I mean, they finished the season terrible. They won only two of the last 8 games. I think Liverpool won 20 of their last 12. They were so flying so high. But that's forgotten now, isn't it? The 3-week wait, you forget how you hobble to the end of the season. I mean, Liverpool were the favourites. Tottenham lost a third of their league matches, or just over a third, actually. Liverpool lost a 38th of theirs. Liverpool finished like 20-odd points ahead of them or something like that. So, you know, you'd expect Liverpool to be favourites. But I remember the two league meetings between the two sides when there was nothing to choose, to be honest, particularly at Anfield when I thought Spurs in the second half murdered Liverpool. And on both occasions, by the way, they had greater share of possession, even at Anfield. They won more possession at Anfield than Manchester City did. That takes some doing, go to Anfield and have more of the play.
Yeah.
That shows you what a team they are. I think, to be honest, you know, their focus in the latter weeks of the season was on the Champions League, which explains their poor league form. And bear in mind that in six previous Champions League finals in which teams from the same country met, three of those occasions, the team that finished lower in the domestic table won the final. You know, that's Spurs going into this one. So basically, on that point, it should be an even money. Who lift the trophy should be even money, both of them. I'm worried. Yeah, put a gun to my head, and Liverpool, I would go for. If this was 7-4, 7-4, 7-4, the draw, you'd go for Liverpool. But 16-5 Spurs, it's baffling for me. It's way, way too big.
And do you think it'd be a tight or entertaining final?
I think it'll be tight. They always are, aren't they? I mean, the Chelsea-Man United game, that wasn't exactly a thriller, was it? You know, if memory serves. Matches between teams from the same countries tend to be a lot more cagey, I always find. Well, it was some of those special bets you were talking about, Dave. There was one that caught my eye, and for some reason, I'm trying to work out why I love it so much. It's each team to have over one corner in each half. So basically, Liverpool needs to be two corners in the first half at least. Same with Spurs, and then the same in the second half. Bear in mind, there's 11 corners minimum in a game, you know, an average in a game. I think that 7-2 for that seems a big price for me. There were 13 corners at Anfield, by the way, in the Anfield meeting. So, you know, I know this is a totally different game, but if you're looking for some sort of form to look at, that's a bit, it seems too big for me. And, you know, it'll give you a fantastic interest for the 90 minutes if you bet still copping at half time, or at least till half time anyway.
Okay, Chris, what do you make to this final from a betting perspective, and where do you think the key areas are in this clash? Where's the game going to be won and lost?
Well, I just think all of the recent finals Liverpool have played, going into the game, you always felt there was a flaw, someone in the team. You know, you kind of, and finals exposed, defined your weaknesses, and they're exposed. So last year it was obviously the goalkeeper. You know, previous year there was the left back. You know, people weren't happy about it, and lo and behold, those are the guys who made the mistakes. I think in this final, the problems probably are more with Spurs. I think it's more whether they can sort of plug the gaps, plug the holes. You know, we you would normally say Kane v Van Dijk, wouldn't you? Is a big matchup, but is it really this time? Can Kane really start the game? If he does play, could he be fit? You know, will he come on at the end just as a kind of desperate act? You don't know. Tottenham's midfield, to me, does not look as strong as Liverpool's midfield. Tottenham's full-backs look vulnerable. These are things that you would make you more confident as a Liverpool supporter based on Liverpool's own experiences of going in the finals with their own weaknesses. But having said all that, you know, there's always Istanbul. that memory of a side, a Liverpool side that was weak, probably just about every position apart from with Steven Gerrard, and still somehow found a way to win. So that's what Spurs fans will probably look at and think, okay, anything can happen in the final, refereeing mistakes, you know, or refereeing decisions, goalkeeper mistakes, the like. I do think there is cause though for Liverpool when you look at the match throughout the pitch. You know, the Liverpool's full-back flying, full-backs going forward, the midfield's stronger, and the front three, which is the best front three in Europe as we speak. You know, it should be Liverpool's moment this time, and I think there's a confidence to go with the hope in a way that perhaps there hasn't been in the last two European finals of Liverpool being with Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, and I can see Salah having a big say in this final, a starring role given what happened in the Champions League final, Tim, last year.
Well, you would imagine so. I mean, the great players make statements in these games, only, and the only statement he was able to make last year was with the tears as he left the pitch, as he was quite cynically taken out by Sergio Ramos. I don't think anyone would debate that now. It was a very, I suppose you'd say, streetwise move on a guy who's been there and done it, but that's what happened. And so Salah really should be burning with ambition to make his mark on this particular guy. You know, it's very rare you get the chance to sort of banish the memories so soon. And you know, he is a global superstar, and you know, he has got the whole of a continent on his side, and maybe he can make. But I also have a little feeling for Sadio Mane. You know, he's kind of still, you know, he's such a great guy. I mean, it was one of the best things about this run was when he was asked in the Nou Camp press conference, you know, how does it feel being part of, you know, one of the best strike forces in the world? And he was like giggling. What, as if I'm that good? You know, you really think I'm that good? And he's like, he doesn't even realise how good he is, you know? And it's such an endearing quality he has, you know? I think Salah knows exactly how good he is, but Sadio Mane doesn't, you know? So I think there'd be a lot of love for him if he could score the goal that won the European Cup.
Sadio Mane to score first in the Liverpool win is available at 6-1. Sadio Mane to score any time in Liverpool to win in 90 minutes, that's available at 21-10. Alex, your favourite bets in the big match?
Well, you've got to factor in, if you are going back to previous Champions League finals, no newcomer side or side playing in their first final have won for the last 5 meetings, which obviously is a negative for Spurs. But the stat that I really like, Spurs have conceded the most goals of all teams in the Champions League so far this season. They've conceded 17. 7 of them, 41% of them, have been in the first 15 minutes of games, which is quite alarming, really, if you're a Spurs fan. 41% of goals in the first 15 minutes is... I'd be slightly concerned about that. Yeah. So factor that in, and factor in that Liverpool often start games pretty quickly. Liverpool's first goal to be in the first to 15th minute is 7-2. And I think that is absolutely knocking value.
I love that bet. And I love Liverpool to be leading after the first 15 minutes, which is a very similar bet. That's available at 4-1 if you fancy Liverpool to be ahead at the 15-minute mark. And I think the way this game plays out, Chris, I'd expect Liverpool to, just like they were in that second leg against Barcelona, to be out of the traps early and putting pressure on Spurs from the outset.
Well, I think if the game was 2 weeks ago, definitely. I think the one other concern for Liverpool is that when they've had knocked out the FA Cup early and the games immediately following, they looked a bit more tired than they had before they had the break. And that's been a bit of a problem because it's just a long gap since the end of the season. Liverpool were flying, even though they were, you know, everyone was sort of fatigued. It didn't really look like they were fatigued. And so that's going to be a factor as well. You wonder, will he ease into the game or will he just come out, you know, like the greyhounds out of the trap? Hopefully, from Liverpool's perspective, it'll be the latter. But it could be a bit more of a cagey opening as they try and work each other out and work out whether or not Spurs are sitting deep to it on the break or whether Spurs are going to be more ambitious. I do think the tactical dilemma in this game is totally to Pochettino's. I think we all know how Klopp's teams play.
Yeah.
I think Pochettino maybe has more decisions to make on that score.
Chris, enjoy your trip to Madrid. And
I hope I do. More than Kiev last year.
Hopefully it's a cracking final. David, thank you for your company.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Alex Dunn.
Thank you, David Kellner.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and listened to the podcast as well. Do check out all the betting at williamhill.com and on the app ahead of the Champions League final. Should be an absolute classic. 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday night. And thank you for listening to the Punt Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.